Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swatner. On today's program, we talk with part of the Indianola Chamber of Commerce annual award winners, including Teacher of the Year Allie Souter, Emerging Business Feed and Foster, and the Simpson Emerging Leader Award Amanda and Joe Ripperger. 2020 Educator of the Year Award. First of all, what went through your mind when you found out that you were getting this award?
I was completely shocked, and it was just so nice to realize that my hard work and everyone's hard work is being recognized in the community.
This is an abnormal year, especially for educators. Normally not a part of your job, planning offline learning, or online learning, I should say, virtual learning. Talk about that experience as much as you can. I know that's kind of a very broad question.
From just making sure that families have internet access to making sure that our learning management system was loaded with materials for parents and students to hop on and look at, and then teaching the teachers how kind of the online systems work and just, you know, support that. Our middle school and high school had been using our learning management system prior to the pandemic's beginning, but our elementary staff had to kick that in high gear, and they met the challenge and they exceeded all expectations of how well this has gone considering the circumstances that we're in.
This wasn't only about teaching students this year, teaching parents, staff, administrators.
Yes.
Talk about kind of that expansion a little bit too.
As my role as technology integration coach, primarily I work with teachers, and we discover new ways that technology can be integrated in lessons, but when every lesson has to go online, you then have to focus your attention to teaching teachers how to teach online, and it's very, very different than being in a face-to-face environment. So from designing your lessons to delivery, everything is completely different. And all the teachers in Indianola, again, have really stepped up, rolled up their sleeves, and made the impossible possible for our community.
All right, Emerging Business of the Year for 2020. What did it feel to win the award?
Oh, it's great to be recognized by the Chamber and the community for my growth of a business and commitment to the community. Feels great.
Last time we talked, when you opened up, it was about opening up a business in the pandemic. Talk a little bit about how that's developed so far and being able to win an award.
It's been great. The support from the community. Getting through a pandemic has had its growing opportunities, but the support from the community has been great, and it's the perfect time to celebrate our theme, which is Let's Stay Home, and getting together for small gatherings that we have all the things that you need to do it to enjoy your homes, which turns out to be perfect.
All right. Well, that is perfect. Simpson College Emerging Leaders Award winners. First of all, what went through your head when you found out you'd won?
It was very flattering, especially in the rough year that we had just had. And yeah, it came as a surprise when we had to pull back from some of our community donations that we've always done, but we kind of shifted and did a little more volunteer work. And yeah, we're ready to get back to normal and get back to our normal level of contribution in the community.
Well, talking about that interaction with the community, harder during the pandemic a little bit. You talked about volunteer work. Talk a little bit about how you still tried to interact during this year.
Every year we throw. This would have been our 19th annual Sports Page Golf Tournament that benefits the Indianola Athletic Booster Club, and we were earlier this year we just had to cancel it. It was not the right event to do during the pandemic. It just really wasn't. And so then we shifted our thoughts, and then we ended up, you know, getting contacted by the Central Iowa Shelter Services and started doing those meals every Monday, which were not only a benefit to the community, but it was also a benefit to local restaurants. It was a very good deal. It did require some time, but that's what you do. You do that for the community, and you do it for yourselves, and you do it for your business, and you do it for your family and everything. So
thanks to the Indianola Chamber of Commerce annual award winners for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.